This is Unit 13 of Pimsleur's Tagalog.
Pakinggan ang usapan sa telepono na ito.
Listen to this telephone conversation.
Pakinggan ang usapan sa telepono na ito.
You'll hear the word
si,
which is used to mark someone's name for emphasis. Listen.
Magandang tanghali, Liwayway. Si Gani ito.
Magandang tanghali, Gani. Kumusta?
Mabuti naman. Anong gusto mong gawin mamayang gabi?
Hindi ko alam.
Kain tayo. Mga alas 8.
Gani, hindi ako pwede. Pero kain tayo sa inyo bukas ng gabi.
Sige, anong oras gusto mo? Alas 6 o alas 7?
Alas 7 na lang.
Sige, Liwayway. Pakinggan ulit. Pakinggan ulit. Magandang tanghali, Liwayway. Si Gani ito.
Magandang tanghali, Gani. Kumusta?
Mabuti naman. Anong gusto mong gawin mamayang gabi?
Hindi ko alam.
Kain tayo. Mga alas 8.
Gani, hindi ako pwede. Pero kain tayo sa inyo bukas ng gabi.
Sige. Anong oras gusto mo? Alas 6 o alas 7?
Alas 7 na lang.
Sige, Liwayway.
Before sunset, how do you say tonight?
Mamayang gabi.
How about after sunset?
Ngayong gabi.
What's the word for tomorrow?
Bukas.
How does the woman say, I'm going to drink tomorrow night?
Iinom ako bukas ng gabi. Iinom ako bukas ng gabi.
Ask what time it is.
Anong oras na?
She says, it's still only 10 o'clock.
Alas 10 pa lang. 10. Alas 10 pa lang.
Say, I'm going to eat at 11 o'clock.
Kakain ako ng alas 11. Alas 11. Kakain ako ng alas 11.
She says with emphasis, at 12 o'clock still I'm going to eat.
Alas 12 pa ako kakain. Alas 12 pa ako kakain.
Now you're shopping for fruit. Ask, how much is this?
Magkano ito? Magkano ito?
The vendor answers, 1 peso only.
Piso lang. Piso lang.
Using the Tagalog number, how do you say 1 kilo?
Isang kilo. Isang.
Now ask how much a kilo costs.
Magkano ang isang kilo? Magkano ang isang kilo?
She says, 2 pesos.
Dalawang piso. Dalawang.
Here's the Tagalog number 5.
Pakinggan at ulitin.
Lima. Lima.
Say 5.
Lima.
How would she say 5 pesos only?
Limang piso lang. Limang. Limang piso lang.
Ask, how much is the total?
Magkano lahat? Magkano lahat?
Now she says 10. 10 pesos is the total.
10. 10 piso lahat.
10 pesos, not 5.
10 piso, hindi 5. 10 piso, hindi 5.
Now how do you ask when today?
Kailan ngayong araw? Ngayong araw?
Or tomorrow?
O bukas? Ngayong araw o bukas?
It's still daytime. How does she say tonight?
Mamayang gabi.
Tell her, let it be tomorrow night.
Bukas na lang ng gabi. Bukas na lang ng gabi.
She asks, at what time?
Anong oras? Anong oras?
Answer, 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock.
Alas 6 o alas 7.
Or 11 o'clock, but let it not be 12 o'clock.
O alas 11, pero wag alas 12. Alas 11, pero wag alas 12.
She asks, today?
Ngayong araw? Ngayong araw?
Say, let it not be tomorrow night.
Huwag bukas na lang ng gabi.
She says, all right, let it be at 10 o'clock.
Sige, alas 10 na lang. Alas 10 na lang.
Now imagine you're shopping at a market with a Filipino friend. She asks, what do you want?
Anong gusto mo?
Here's how to say money.
Pakinggan at ulitin. Pera. Pera.
Say money.
Pera.
She asks again, what do you want? Literally, what the want of you?
Anong gusto mo? Ano ang gusto mo?
Here's how to say your money.
Pakinggan at ulitin. Ang pera mo. Ang pera mo.
To ask how much money do you have, you'll ask how much the money of you. Try it.
Magkano ang pera mo? Magkano ang pera mo?
Do you remember how to say 5 pesos?
Limang piso. Limang piso.
5 only, not 10.
Lima lang, hindi 10. Lima lang, hindi 10.
Ask how much 1 kilo costs.
Magkano ang 1 kilo?
Your friend wants to know how much you have with you, so she asks, how much is your money?
Magkano ang pera mo? Magkano ang pera mo?
To say, I only have 5 pesos, you'll say, 5 pesos only my money. Try it.
Limang piso lang ang pera ko. Ang pera ko. Limang piso lang ang pera ko.
Ask, and you, how much is your money?
At ikaw, magkano ang pera mo?
Here's the Tagalog number, 8.
Pakinggan at ulitin.
Walo. Walo. Walo.
How does she say 8, not 5?
Walo, hindi lima. Walo, hindi lima.
And how would she say 8 pesos only?
Walong piso lang. Walong piso.
Ask, how much?
Magkano?
She says, 8 pesos only is my money.
Walong piso lang ang pera ko. Walong piso lang ang pera ko.
Here's, I have.
Pakinggan at ulitin. Mayroon ako. Mayroon. Mayroon. Mayroon ako.
Say, I have.
Mayroon ako.
To say, I have 8 pesos, you join I have with the phrase 8 pesos. Try it.
Mayroon akong 8 piso. Mayroon akong 8 piso.
Now ask the vendor how much a kilo costs.
Magkano ang 1 kilo?
She answers, 5 pesos only, not 10.
5 piso lang, hindi 10.
Try to say that 1 peso only is your money.
Piso lang ang pera ko. Piso lang ang pera ko.
Now say, beer is what I want.
Beer ang gusto ko.
Try to say that 1 only is what you want.
Isa lang ang gusto ko. Isa lang ang gusto ko.
Say again, I have.
Mayroon ako. Mayroon ako.
Can you guess how you'd say you have?
Mayroon ka. Mayroon ka.
Say, I have 8 pesos.
Mayroon akong 8 piso. Mayroon akong 8 piso.
Here's the Tagalog number 7.
Pakinggan at ulitin.
Pito. Pito. Pito.
Try to say 7 pesos.
Pitong piso. Pitong.
Your friend counts your money for you and says, you have 7 pesos.
Mayroong kang 7 piso. Kang. Mayroon kang 7 piso.
7, not 8.
7, hindi 8. 7, hindi 8.
How would she ask, do you have?
Mayroon ka ba? Mayroon ka ba?
Now she asks, do you have 7 pesos? Try it.
Mayroon ka bang 7 piso? Kabang. Mayroon ka bang 7 piso?
She asks again, how much is your money?
Magkano ang pera mo? Magkano ang pera mo?
Here's the Tagalog number 3.
Pakinggan at ulitin. Tatlo. Tatlo. Tatlo.
Say 3 pesos only.
Tatlong piso lang. Tatlong piso lang.
She asks, do you have 3 pesos?
Mayroon ka bang 3 piso? Kabang. Mayroon ka bang 3 piso?
To answer a
mayroon
question negatively, you say none.
Pakinggan at ulitin. Wala. Wala. Wala.
This also means don't have. Can you guess how you'd say I don't have or I have none?
Wala ako. Wala ako.
Now, try to say that you don't have money.
Wala akong pera. Wala akong pera.
But actually, that's not true. Say that you have 3 pesos.
Mayroon akong 3 piso. Tatlong piso. Mayroon akong 3 piso.
Say that you have 5 pesos.
Mayroon akong 5 piso. 5 piso.
How would she say, you don't have?
Wala ka. Wala ka.
You don't have money.
Wala kang pera. Wala kang pera.
Try to ask your friend, you, don't you have money?
Ikaw, wala ka bang pera? Wala ka ba? Wala ka bang pera?
Now ask the saleswoman how much the total is.
Magkano lahat?
She says, 8 pesos only.
8 piso lang. 8 piso lang.
And in dollars, how much?
Pakinggan at ulitin. At sa dolyar, magkano? Dolyar. Dolyar. Sa. At sa dolyar. At sa dolyar, magkano?
Say, in dollars.
Sa dolyar.
Now say, in pesos.
Sa piso.
Pointing to an item, ask, how much is this?
Magkano ito?
The vendor asks, do you have $7?
Mayroon ka bang pitong dolyar? Pitong.
Or $3?
O tatlong dolyar? Tatlong.
Or $2.
O dalawang dolyar? Dalawang.
Answer, none. I don't have money.
Wala. Wala akong pera. Wala. Wala akong pera.
Filipinos now normally use English for numbers and combinations of numbers beyond 10. So how would the vendor say, in pesos, 400?
100.
Sa piso, 400. Sa piso, 400.
Ask, and in dollars?
At sa dolyar?
She says $8 only.
Walong dolyar lang. Walong dolyar lang.
Say, but I don't have dollars.
Pero wala akong dolyar. Pero wala akong dolyar.
But you search your pockets and find bills. Say, I have $7.
Mayroon akong pitong dolyar. Mayroon akong pitong dolyar.
She says, all right, let it be $7.
Sige, pitong dolyar na lang. Pitong dolyar na lang.
Thank her.
Salamat. Salamat.
Now you're going to talk with the saleswoman. Ask her how much the total is.
Magkano lahat?
How does she tell you $3?
Tatlong dolyar. Tatlong dolyar.
Now she's going to add a few dollars at a time to the price. When she says a number, you add it on and say the total.
Tatlong dolyar at dalawang dolyar.
Limang dolyar. Lima. Limang dolyar.
Limang dolyar at dalawa.
Pitong dolyar. Pito. Pitong dolyar.
Pitong dolyar at tatlo.
Sampung dolyar. Sampu. Sampung dolyar.
Mayroon ka bang dolyar?
Answer negatively.
Wala. Wala. Wala akong dolyar.
Ask, in pesos, how much is the total?
Sa piso, magkano lahat?
520.
Now imagine you're an American woman in a bar in Manila with a friend. You're going to talk to the bartender.
Magandang tanghali.
Ask him if it's already 12 o'clock.
Alas 12 na ba? Alas 12 na ba?
Or if it's still only 11 o'clock.
O alas 11 pa lang ba? Alas 12 na ba? O alas 11 pa lang?
11:40 na. Anong gusto mo?
Try to say that you want one beer, please.
Gusto ko ng isang beer, please.
Isa o dalawa?
Answer, one. One beer only.
Isa. Isang beer lang.
He brings you one beer, saying, "All right, here you are, one beer." Just listen.
Sige, eto, isang beer. Sige, eto, isang beer.
Ask him how much it is.
Magkano ito?
120 pesos lang.
You are out of pesos. Say that you don't have 1 peso.
Wala akong piso. Wala akong piso.
Ask him in dollars how much this is.
Sa dolyar, magkano ito?
Mga 240 lang.
Tell him that you have $8.
Mayroon akong 8 dolyar. Mayroon akong 8 dolyar.
Now you're buying for another friend. Say that you want 3 beers.
Gusto ko ng 3 beer. 3 beer.
7:20 lahat.
Ask him to make it $7.
7 dolyar na lang. 7 dolyar na lang.
Sige, 7 dolyar na lang. Ito, 3 beer.
Thank him.
Salamat.
This is the end of Unit 13 and the end of today's lesson. Please continue with the next unit tomorrow. Copyright 2007 by Simon & Schuster, Incorporated. Recording copyright 2007 by Simon & Schuster, Incorporated. All rights reserved.